Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Califailure by Steve Hilton is a work of political commentary and policy critique focused on California under long-running Democratic one-party dominance. With Governor Gavin Newsom as the central contemporary symbol, Hilton argues that a state once associated with broad-based opportunity and world-leading innovation now exhibits persistent failures in public safety, homelessness, cost of living, and overall governance. He frames California's trajectory as more than a collection of isolated problems, presenting it as the predictable outcome of an ideological and institutional model that rewards slogans and interests over measurable results. The book is organized as both diagnosis and prescription. In the first part, Hilton describes what he sees as the governing mindset behind repeated policy breakdowns, using a set of 9 pathologies to name recurring patterns in the state's political culture. In the second part, he proposes a reform agenda he calls CaliFuture, intended as a practical blueprint to restore competence, affordability, and upward mobility for ordinary working families. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, California as a national warning and a contested model. A central theme in CaliFailure is the idea that California is not just a large state with local problems, but a bellwether whose choices spread outward. Hilton takes aim at the claim that California offers a formula for success, arguing instead that its governance approach has become a cautionary tale. He emphasizes the symbolic weight of California in American life. It is home to major cultural and economic institutions and has long represented the California dream of mobility and reinvention. That prominence, in his view, makes decline especially consequential because the state's policy ideas and political narratives are often exported to other jurisdictions. The argument is structured to move from visible outcomes to underlying causes. When a state with immense wealth and talent struggles with street disorder, housing unaffordability, and perceptions of administrative incompetence, Hilton treats that as evidence of systemic failure rather than bad luck. This framing also sets up the book's dual purpose to persuade readers that the status quo is neither inevitable nor acceptable, and to motivate a reform-oriented response that can compete with California's entrenched political machinery. Secondly, 9 governing pathologies as a diagnostic lens, Hilton uses a defined vocabulary of 9 pathologies to describe what he believes drives California's dysfunction. Rather than presenting policy problems as purely technical, he argues that repeated failures reflect deeper habits of mind and incentives within the ruling coalition. The labels include ideas such as elitism, cronyism, narcissism, and compassionism, which he treats as recurring patterns public leaders and aligned institutions signal virtue, protect favored insiders, and elevate narratives over results. The intent of this framework is to help readers connect disparate controversies into a coherent diagnosis. In this view, outcomes like worsening street conditions or business flight are not random. They are linked to decision-making cultures that resist accountability and downplay trade-offs. Because the framework is ideological and cultural, it also functions rhetorically, giving supporters of reform a shared set of terms for describing what they oppose. At the same time, the approach highlights the book's partisan edge. Readers who agree with the premise may find the categories clarifying, while skeptics may see them as simplifying complex social and economic dynamics. Either way, the pathologies are presented as the backbone of the book's first half. Thirdly, public safety, civic order, and the politics of permissiveness. CaliFailure places public safety and civic order near the center of its critique, tying visible disorder to policy choices and enforcement philosophy. Hilton describes a pattern where officials, in his telling, adopt approaches that reduce consequences for certain crimes and treat disorder as an unavoidable byproduct of compassion. He links this to broader quality of life impacts in major urban areas, arguing that residents experience the consequences not as abstract debates but as daily realities that shape whether neighborhoods feel usable, safe, and economically viable. The emphasis is not only on policing, but on the legitimacy of government itself when basic expectations like clean public spaces, functional transit corridors, or predictable enforcement erode, trust erodes with them. Hilton also argues that the politics around safety often becomes performative, with leaders more focused on language and symbolism than on measurable outcomes. In that sense, public safety becomes a case study for his larger thesis about governance. He sees California's failures as rooted in incentives that reward ideological positioning and coalition maintenance rather than practical problem solving. The book uses this topic to illustrate why reforms must address both policy and the governing culture behind it. Fourthly, cost of living, housing constraints, and the disappearing California dream. Another major focus is affordability, especially the cost pressures that make it difficult for working and middle-class families to stay and advance. Hilton argues that California's high costs, including housing, function like a silent tax that undermines the state's promise of upward mobility. While many factors shape affordability, the book emphasizes government decisions and regulatory structures as key drivers, suggesting that policy choices have compounded scarcity and raised barriers to home ownership and stable family life. This theme supports his broader claim that the state has drifted from serving ordinary residents toward serving a protected insider ecosystem. In his framing, affordability is not only an economic issue but a moral and civic one. If people can no longer imagine building a secure life, then the state's identity and social contract are weakened. The book also ties affordability to downstream effects such as business climate concerns and migration decisions, presenting them as symptoms of a governance model that is unresponsive to the practical needs of households. By focusing on the California dream, Hilton appeals to a widely shared ideal, positioning reform as recovery of a lost promise rather than a purely ideological project. Lastly, CaliFuture, a reform blueprint aimed at competence and accountability. The second half of CaliFuture pivots from critique to a proposed reform agenda Hilton calls CaliFuture. The point of this section is to show that the book's argument is not only oppositional but programmatic. California's problems, he claims, can be reversed with a practical set of policies and a different governing posture. While the book is clearly political, the reform framing is built around themes that can be described as competence, accountability, and common sense administration. Hilton presents CaliFuture as an attempt to realign government with outcomes that matter to residents, safer communities, a more workable environment for jobs and enterprise, and a renewed ability for families to afford stable housing and daily life. This policy orientation also reinforces his argument about one-party rule if power has been concentrated for so long, he suggests. Then the route to improvement requires challenging the assumptions, interest networks, and bureaucratic inertia that have hardened over time. CaliFuture is positioned as a guide for civic engagement as much as a menu of ideas, encouraging readers to translate frustration into organized political and community action, rather than resignation. CaliFuture will most interest readers who follow California politics, worry about the state's direction, or see California as a preview of debates likely to intensify nationally. It is written for a general audience rather than specialists, but it aims to provide a structured way to think about governance failures and their causes. The main intellectual benefit is the book's attempt to connect widely discussed problems into a single explanatory model, using the 9 pathologies as a vocabulary for patterns of behavior and incentives. The practical benefit is the shift from critique to prescription through CaliFuture, which is meant to offer a starting point for reform-minded readers who want more than commentary. Compared with many books in the same political genre, CaliFuture distinguishes itself by foregrounding a named reform program rather than ending with diagnosis and outrage. It also leans into California's symbolic role, arguing that the stakes are national because the state's ideas, institutional models, and cultural narratives travel. Readers should expect a strong political point of view, with Gavin Newsom and Democratic dominance serving as central targets. Those who disagree may still find it useful as a clear articulation of a prominent conservative critique of progressive governance and one-party rule, and as a window into the reform agenda its author is advocating. If you would like to support Steve Hilton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.